Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Sedona Connection. We want to welcome everybody to the program tonight. It's April 20th as we're coming to you. It's 6 p.m. here on the West Coast. It's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And wherever you may be, anywhere in this wonderful country, the United States, I also acknowledge I have a lot of callers that come in from Canada. And we get about 15 to 20% of the callers are also from all around the world. And as I mentioned, most of the callers actually listen to the program archived each week. But I just want to thank everybody here that's live tonight on the program. I got just a couple of announcements to make. I have mentioned the workshop I'm having this weekend in Cleveland. Well, that's all sold out. And about 3 hours ago, I posted for the workshop here in Sedona. And I already have about 45 registrations, which is putting me about 35 to 40% of capacity, and that's just in 3 hours. I think that one's going to sell out in about 3 or 4 days. If that does, then folks, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go look at tomorrow and find another location, and I'm highly considering doing another one on Sunday, the 8th, the day after, because I know a lot of you would love to come, and I want you to be able to come. If money is a problem for you, go to my website, look about what I say about having scholarship registrations, and that's just because of a lot of stuff that's been developing recently. You notice that I sent out basically what would be a special newsletter about the meetings that went on in the White House last week when the president, the vice president, and the chair of the Federal Reserve had an emergency meeting. That is extremely rare. And then not only that, the next day the Fed had another emergency meeting after the meeting in the White House. Ben Fulford had reported that in that meeting that there was a representative of the Asian Dragon family. Now, I can't say everything, but what I can say, I was in conversation with a gentleman over the weekend that also had been in conversation with a gentleman in Hong Kong. And this gentleman meets with the Dragon families in Hong Kong on a regular basis. And we had a confirmation that, yes, that actually did happen. And that my friend, the person he talked to, had confirmed that he knew the person by name of the member of the family that was in that meeting in the White House in the Oval Office. So we're getting a lot of confirmation that stuff is developing. And then just yesterday, China had made a decision to basically start what is called pricing gold on the open gold market to compete with the London markets. What we're really seeing is this is all unfolding on a step-by-step basis. Now, you've heard me say on my newsletters that there are private exchanges. I cannot talk about them on the air because the ones that I get my information from just say you cannot do that for security reasons. But I do say that there are things I can share verbally in the workshops I just cannot share here anywhere that can be on the internet, because what happens if it gets on the internet, people will take it, distort it, malign it, shift it, change it. The technology is out there. They can make it say whatever they want, and it just creates a lot of serious problems and even can lead into some legal issues. That is why at a workshop, I can say a lot more to you verbally than what I can, and that's why I encourage you to show up. I encourage you to come. We always get criticized. I mean, that just comes with, you know, people say, no, you're just doing this for the money. Well, if I'm doing it for the money, then why do I allow anybody to come at a reduced rate? I do have to cover my expenses. And also, this is how I make my living. So I have to bring in some income to be able to do all this to you. Radio programs are free. The newsletters are free. Any of you can send emails to me. That also is free. And in the last week to week and a half, I've had about 700 emails come in that I have had to answer. So you can see that it's a full-time job for me to do all of this. And workshops are optional. Nobody forces you to come. But that's why I also, for those that are willing to do that, I give out more information. I have additional information about what is there. And also, you're beginning to see the relationship that I've developed with Michael Lee Hill. and he will be a guest at the workshop in both Cleveland and in Sedona. And I had him as a guest at our workshop in the Dallas workshop a couple of weeks ago. And in fact, one of my guests here on the program tonight, she lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I can even let her comment on what her perspective is on that. And I know both the other two guests, Suzanne and Candace, are going to be at the workshop in Cleveland this weekend as well. And they have been at my past workshops. So those are the announcements that I have. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else that I have that's critical to say. But if you're wondering what's happening on the money side, well, here's what you watch for. We have been told we're waiting for the release of the TRNs, the Treasury Reserve Notes. And there was a really good post that came out a couple of days ago that says Treasury Reserve Notes can be released for interbank and intercountry transactions, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to have it at our level of the consumer level. That is a possibility. There's a lot of different possibilities. There's a lot of different variables in this that we don't always know. There are lots of people that think they have all the answers. Well, that's their opinions. They have their opinions. I have my opinion. I'm not here necessarily to degrade the others, but I am here to say, as I've said a couple of weeks ago, that a lot of them are what I call disinformation purposes. That's not necessarily all bad, but when you think through the practicality of what they're saying, there's a lot of practicality in there that some of the stuff just doesn't make sense. One example is they're saying there's 5,500 of these call centers out there for when you get your 800 numbers. Well, just imagine that there's only 10 employees at each one of those. That means there's 55,000 people out there. And they've been saying that this has been going on for months, and these people are just sitting and waiting and twiddling their thumbs and getting paid and waiting for this to happen. And if you notice, not once, ever have any one of these employees ever just written anything anonymously or called in anonymously and said, hey, I'm one of them. I'd love to have somebody call in and make an anonymous call and says, I'm one of these 55,000. I'm just using that number. But it's not hard to imagine if there's that many call centers that there's going to be about 10 people at each one, probably supposed to be more. So it's just kind of, where are 5,500 call centers at? Placed and located all around the United States. You see, it's that type of stuff that is just so unpractical. Now, can it never happen? I'm not saying it's never going to happen, but there's some common sense stuff in this stuff, folks, when you want to start thinking through what's being talked about. So, okay, onward for the topic tonight. Why is it that I brought in these three ladies? Well, as my life has been progressing and learning myself, we come to understand who we are as human beings. We're energy beings. When we are basically, the physical body is not really who we are. It's nothing more than an outward manifestation. Quantum physics, as well as so many others, what you call really good scientists, are beginning to say the world that we live in, the physical world, is not real. It's just an illusion that is created by our mind, because if we take our hands and put them under an electron microscope, you'll see nothing but a massive swirl of atoms and protons and neutrons and everything at that level, and it's all just a bunch of space. It's only our physical sensation that takes place in the mind that gives us that sense of a perspective. Well, because we are predominantly energy beings, energy is designed to be in balance with the universe around us. It's designed to have harmony and balance in everything that it does. So if there's imbalance in your life, whether it be physical stress, whether it be emotional stress, whether it be conflicts with other people, you feel it within your body as an energy sensation. And sometimes we may be working on stuff and we just can't quite figure it out ourselves. And it's because it's something that's happening at a very, very deep unconscious or subconscious level. And it's happening at the energetic level. And that's when it's appropriate for us to reach out to people who are gifted and talented in being able to read the energy that's taking place within our bodies. They can read it and they can feel it. And they are the ones that really, literally have the ability to clear and to heal and to move these energy imbalances within us. these three ladies, I have had the ability to receive their services from all three of them, and they are just absolutely wonderful. We are moving into an era that in the near future, I would say maybe 5, 10, 15 years, the vast majority of all our healing will be energy-based. We're moving into where energy healing will be a part of our lives. And what we understand now as Western medicine that predominantly uses third-dimensional physical, you know, healing sources along with all the medications from the pharmacies, that those are going to be a thing of the past, because we'll be able to there will be more and more of what I call these types of absolutely wonderful gifted people will be coming forward. Now, that does that mean I won't ever use a physical doctor? No, because, you know, the reality is if I break an arm, I'm going to go into the doctor and have my bones reset and have a cast put on it. I think that, you know, there are times that when it is practical and it is important. I'm not here to tell you when you should or should not. It's something that each person needs to make in their own decision. But I do know that I'm willing to be somebody that is moving into what is coming in the future. And that in the future, because we are more and more, we will understand that we are energy beings. Most of the healing that happens within our lives, most of the conflict that is resolved in our lives will be energy based. And that's where people like these three ladies that I have here with me tonight are very gifted, very talented, and very professional in what they do. So with that, ladies, thank you, all of you, for joining me here on the air tonight. I have three ladies with me. The first one is Wanda. Wanda, how do you want me to do? Do you want me to call you by your last name? Is it Warner, Traverse, or how do you, whatever. But Wanda,
yeah, you
lives
can just
in
call
the,
me Warner.
We'll just call you Wanda. She lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Her and her husband, Al, have become very, very good friends. I talk with them on a regular basis. And then I have two other ladies that are actually just outside of the Toronto area in Canada, and it's Suzanne and Candace. They are both very, very good friends. They only live about 20 minutes from each other. I think it was last fall that I had Susan Marie on the program here, and they were the ones that introduced me to Susan Marie. Suzanne, I had known from some years back because she had been following my program for some time, and we had become acquainted some time ago. But Suzanne, welcome to the program tonight. Suzanne Bertolis. She does absolutely wonderful work. And then Candace Hawkshaw. And Candace, did I pronounce your last name correctly? I want to make sure I got that.
Yeah, Hawkshaw. Yep.
Okay, great. I know Suzanne and Candace were at the workshop that I had in Baltimore. I think that was in November, I believe. And you will both be driving around Lake Erie to come be with us this weekend in Cleveland. And I know, Wanda, you and your husband, Al, you've been out here in Sedona a couple of times. We'll have to tell the joke about how you guys are such absolutely wonderful bingo players and manifestors. That's another whole story. But ladies, welcome to the program tonight, all three of you. And what I want to do, I'm going to go through you one at a time, and I'm going to let you take maybe somewhere between 6 and 10 minutes to tell me about yourself and tell us about the work that you do. So Wanda, let's start with you.
Okay, well, my name is Wanda Arnhart, for those that don't know me. And I'm just going to start out by saying my father came from the Cheyenne River Tribe in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. My uncle, Johnny Standing Bear, he was a medicine man. And my grandmother, Katie Thunderhorse, was also a healer. And on my mother's side, my grandmother was as well would come to her for reading. So people ask me, how did you get into this? How did you ever get started? And I'll just tell that little story. I was really sick and had my gallbladder removed. And seeing I didn't know anything about my ancestry. You know, my dad's full-blooded Sioux Indian. You know, everybody knew that. But I was sick, and I went to his house. He picked me up from the hospital, and I had my gallbladder out. And I had bought him a Rottweiler puppy for Christmas. And I also brought my sister, the sister Rottweiler puppy, and they both had puppies, and my sisters had died from having parvo. Well, I had just got home. He picked me up from the hospital, and he said, "Yeah, I'm sorry, the little dog you got me, you know, he's, you know, wobbling around, and she's not going to make it." So he went to the store to get my medication, and I picked the little dog up, and I just said, "Oh, this is a shame. I spent $400 for this dog, and, you know, I was sick about it." So I picked her up, and my hand started vibrating, and I started blowing on the dog's face and in her mouth. And my dad came back from the store, and he was standing at the door, and he said, "What are you doing to my dog?" And I said, "Well, shoot, I'm trying to make it live. We just blew $400 on the dog." And he got all serious, and he, you know, turned his head sideways, and he said, "You know, I bet you got your grandpa's gift." And that's the very first time I'd ever heard him say that. And he said, "You know, your grandpa was a medicine man. And not only that, your grandma was one of the greatest healers in our tribe." And then he started telling me about my relatives, War Eagle and Chief Joseph, Good Cane Milk. And that's the very first time, and I was in my 30s, that he'd even mentioned anything about his ancestry. And so I kind of started looking it up from then, doing my family tree, and kind of, you know, but, and by the way, the little dog lived. And he's like, "See, I told you." And that was like a joke between us, because he says, "Yep, there's that dog you healed." And, you know, he kept her for a number of years, but that's kind of how I got started into it. But here, when I go into sessions, basically what I do, I have I remove blocks and any kind of stagnant energy from chakras, and I clear auras. There are a few things that kind of cause a person to have a low vibration or their chakras to become stagnant. One is eating processed food or unhealthy foods or not exercising. And the number one thing is negative thoughts or fears. So in a session, I'm basically able to determine where the blocks are located and the areas that are vibrating low. I intuitively get messages that are unique to each person, and I'm so blessed to have this wonderful, beautiful bald eagle feather, and he helps me during my sessions. My feather is beaded and blessed with my tribe, and it's great for smoothing over those, like your aura after a session. And I adjust any lower vibration that's not serving for your greatest and highest good. I've been doing sessions since about, I guess, 2010. I work at the Dallas Psychic Fair and the Fort Worth Fair here in Texas. But I also teach Holy Fire Reiki Karuna classes with Patricia Del Lane. And she's such an awesome teacher. She makes the book work, the boring part of it, really interesting. All our classes are certified, but what makes our classes stand out is we teach students how to be their authentic selves using Native American shamanic tools such as crystals, feathers, oils, sage. I love teaching and sharing with people about manifesting also. Like Dave was saying about the bingo, I love manifesting. And it's just, if you have good, clear energy and you have the blocks, especially off your root chakra, it allows the energy to flow. And when you're flowing and vibrating optimal, you can really manifest some good stuff. And trust me, I know I do it. But I teach candle magic and about vision boards as well. And I have some short how-to videos on my website about the vision boards and saging. Saging is very important in keeping your area clean and keeping your body clean. And, of course, I call on the angels and source or God to use me as a facilitator for this energy. And I also teach my students to do the same thing. And then I just trust and let the magic happen.
Well, I know I have been, as I said, the recipient of your work, and I can absolutely, you know, tell the difference of when after I've had a session with you. And yes, you do in some ways come through more than just the energy work. It's like you'll have some messages almost. And it's almost like you just open up my life and you're reading my book. You know, it's been so spot on and right on with what you've had to share. So, okay, thank you, Wanda. Okay, let's go to Suzanne Bertolis. Suzanne, just take some time to tell us about what you do, how you do it, your background, how you got into it, how you understand it, and what your specialty area is.
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show, Dave. This is nice of you to bring us on so we can share the gifts that we do have. For me, I can say honestly, I've only been doing like certified energy healing work for about 3 years, and I got my training actually from Candace. But my whole life, I've kind of known that I've had an ability with my hands. And I, growing up on a farm, I used to be the one to go in when the foals were born and be the one to give them their medications and their needles. Like I just seemed to have a calming effect on the animals. About 12 years ago, I realized that I could manipulate energy with my hands and transfer energy like at a distance. So it's funny, the universe will just keep putting it in front of you until you actually understand where they're wanting you to go, or, you know, they're trying to guide you in the direction of the path you're supposed to be on. And I had a very strong vision back in 2011. They actually showed me my illuminated hands, and I didn't realize what that was or what it meant. And it took me another 2 years before I actually understood that, hey, I should be doing Reiki. And that's kind of when I connected with Candace. But I do a lot of things, actually. Energy work is not just with your hands. I do... I've been a singer since I was about 19, and a musician since I was about 19. And I do use my voice, actually, and go out and sing for people and write healing messages with my music. And actually, understanding about the 432 megahertz that Michael Lee's been talking about, I tuned my guitar down. And it actually does change the vibration of your vocal when you're putting a message out there or you're singing. So I use that. I do artwork as well and paint. I work with cancer patients. I have a wig shop, actually, and that's my day job, if you want to put it that way. And, you know, I help them with that. I don't really know what else to say. I do many things. Reading is the thing I love doing the most, actually. I was guided to create a deck of healing cards, and the messages on the cards are to help the people that I'm giving the messages to really dig deep and come to terms with some of the things that they're not being open with themselves about, so that they can remove like the blocks that Wanda's talking about that we do when we are giving Reiki to a person. So I do that a lot, and a lot of times spirit will come through, or the universe will give me messages for people without me even asking for them to come, and I'll have to do a reading and send it on its way. Or, you know, there's just so many ways to do healing work. It's not just working with energy in the form of Reiki. Like, everything is energy. So anything we do to help another person from the heart is healing work in my eyes. So that's kind of what I do.
You also do angelic readings. Tell us a little bit about that, how that works.
Yeah, well, I when I got my training through Candace, it was pretty traumatic for me when I got my master certificate, I guess, when I went through for that training. The angels kind of increased my gift of seeing. I actually have all the abilities, and I guess on that day they decided to give me a little bit more of that ability. And what they did was split the air open is the only way I can say it. They kind of zigzagged through the air and cracked the air open. So when I looked, I could see through the veil. And that was kind of pretty intense for me at that time, because I thought my retinas were detaching from my eyes. And Candace just told me to, you know, go with it. And just, she was getting guidance from her guides and her angels and that to just let me go through what they were trying to give me. And it's increased since then. Like, working with the angels for me is huge, because they opened a portal above my bed and showed me I had a client coming in the next morning for Reiki, and this woman had Lyme disease, so I was concerned, so I wanted to do distance Reiki. So as I was lying there, I was sending Reiki to her, and in the back of my mind, I was really doubting a little bit that it would maybe get to her. So what they did was they opened a portal, and I saw my angel. She was about 15 feet tall, and at the foot of my angel, feet of my angel, was my friend that I would be giving Reiki to the next day. And they were showing me that, yes, you do, you can send energy through the ethers and through the veil to help somebody heal on the other side. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. I doubted that also and closed my eyes, but they really do know what you're thinking. So when I opened my eyes again, there was thousands of angels, like thousands, and a crystal city beyond that. So now when I do Reiki, the angels come right into my room. They kind of come into my body sometimes. My hands will expand a bit, and I can feel the energy coming through stronger for the person. I don't really have to follow the method of Reiki or the points where you're supposed to administer Reiki, like the chakras and that, although I do balance them. But I know when I put my hands on them, I'm a conduit for their energy to come through. And Reiki is an intelligent energy, so it's going to go where the problem is. So I've learned to just relax in my sessions more and trust the guidance that they're giving me and trust what I'm seeing and the messages they give me sometimes for my clients to help release blocks. And I've seen some pretty profound things in my Reiki room. And I feel very blessed and honored that they actually trust me to see and hear the way they're allowing me to. So, yeah, my readings are the same way. They just give me information and I pass it along.
Well, I know you sent me one the other day, and I'm reading through this and I'm saying, huh, is she, it was like you were absolutely reading what was going on in my life. And you had said that you had seen that I was going back to the East Coast of China, and you didn't know that on Saturday night I was talking with this gentleman in Hong Kong, and he had invited me to come there to meet with him to have some discussions on some other things about the Dragon family. And so it was like, huh. And then the other stuff, it was just like what you were saying, I was getting from two and three others as well. So it was just like more confirmation. And we hadn't even talked about it. You just
I don't question it anymore. Like I'll just be quick with this one. I have a friend who his wife passed away a few weeks ago, and I was talking with him on the computer tonight just to send him a hug and make sure he was okay. Well, his wife came through, and in the middle of our conversation, I said, "Hey, do you have blue shoes? Or what's with blue shoes?" And he started laughing, and it was something from the 70s. And I said, "Oh my God!" And she's showing me like floppy hats. What's up with that? Well, his wife used to wear these hats all the time, I guess. But I've never met her. So once you're trusting and you connect and you actually trust what they're giving you, they'll give you all kinds. So, yeah, sorry, I know a lot about you, Dave.
I know. You know, and what's interesting is you learn how to trust this intuitive guidance. You know, it's funny. For me, I don't have what I call multidimensional experiences very much. But what I do get is it's like an inner hearing and an inner knowing. And I look back, and I've had that ever since I was 5 years old. And it's like there's this distinct voice that's like it's what I hear it inside, you know, my mind. And it has a certain tone and a certain sound to it. And when I look back, when I hear that voice, and if I listen to it and pay attention to it, it's always right. It's always right. And, you know, it's interesting, Suzanne, you had said that, you know, you've learned to trust it. I was when I had in January when I went to meet Michael Lee Hill, and it dawned on me. It's like I was saying, "Is this really happening to me? Is this really happening to me?" And I think after my meeting with him is when I quit saying that, and I'm just trusting that now. Is because each of us has a purpose and a mission in our lives, and I've really come to understand and know what mine is. And it's like most people, I in some ways, I am living a true life Tom Clancy novel with the contacts that I am getting. I was talking with Michael Lee, and I said, you know, the Dragon Family is probably the most secretive, powerful organization on the planet from a perspective of money. And then you had described to me what was called the Labyrinth Group, and they were the most powerful and secret intelligence organization on this planet. And Michael, you were a part of that Labyrinth Group. Now, the Labyrinth Group is not totally together as it used to be. And I said, then here I am in touch with both of them. And how did I get here? You know, yeah. I got here because I was trusting what is called, I call a divine guidance in my life. And part of that is to help people work through this process. And I've come to be in touch now with multiple different sources or different lines or factions within the Dragon families. And it just finds me. I had two more over the weekend find me. I didn't go looking for them. They come to me. They contact me. And so when you start seeing this, and part of what I get to do is put the bigger picture together. I'm very good at seeing the bigger picture and putting the pieces of the puzzle together and explaining that to people. And I have to be careful. I don't get to say it all. I am under some really divine direction that says you can't say everything at one time, because we still do live in what is called a third dimensional world, where there are people out there that don't like some of the things that we do. And I have people that don't like what I have to say. But I also know that if I stay in tune to that, stay in harmony with it, and stay in what inside of what I call an integrity bubble, I don't have anything to fear. I have absolutely nothing to fear. And so I don't experience fear in that area. I don't have any fear in that area. Now, yes, periodically I can experience what is called that fight or flight fear. But from what I call a mental processing fear, I just don't have it anymore. I don't experience it. It doesn't come around me. And I don't fear things other people fear. And I understand and know a lot of that has been the process of me clearing out my own density within myself, what is called dense energy. And all three of you have been very helpful in that process for me. So, okay, Candace, let's go on to you, and welcome to the program tonight.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on. And Wanda, it's nice to meet you. And Suzanne, it's good to talk to you too. So Dave, I grew up on a farm, and I was very connected to Mother Earth. I was married at 18, so very young I got married, and I just followed the norm of society. You know, you get married, you buy a house, da da da. But in 1995, my marriage fell apart, and I was in a serious, really serious car accident. I shouldn't be here, but I was. It wasn't my time yet. So after that car accident, I met up with a group. My daughters assisted me, so I started to go to meditation classes. And then from there, I met someone who taught reflexology. So I learned reflexology. And then from there, I met a person who taught Reiki. So I'm going, wow, this is cool. This is really cool. I like this. So I became a master by the year 2000. So I've been a Reiki master since the year 2000. And at that time when I learned Reiki, I'm going, wow, I'm empathic. This is what I've been feeling all my life. Like, I've been feeling things, and this is what it is. You know, so... That made sense to me. So, you know, when you're Reiki in the year 2000, you're like a woo-woo, witchy, you know, whatever. You know, I was made fun of a lot by a lot of people, right? But I also helped a lot of people. So, you know, Reiki's helped me evolve in my own growth. And, you know, I've fallen in love with myself. I really love myself. And I've learned Yusuli Holy Fire. I've been upgraded to Holy Fire too. So... my specialty now is mostly teaching. So I teach a lot of students. And my clients actually become my students, because I feel that I'm giving them the tools to do self-treatments on themselves, to help them keep aligned every day. So I get them to do treatments on themselves twice a day, which helps keep their chakras open, keep them aligned. And I also teach them how to connect to Mother Earth, because it's important to be connected with Mother. That's my passion, to teach. I love it. I love watching my students evolve and grow and just fall in love with themselves. And I feel Reiki's pure love. So the more you love yourself, the more the strength of the Reiki, the more you feel, the more it's just beautiful to watch everyone just grow and just love.
I also do soul realignment readings. So I go into the Akashic records and I can access person's records and see their soul group, their essences, any blocks or restrictions from past lives or present that are blocking them from moving forward in this life. So I do those readings as well. So I do a lot of transformation work with people, transitioning from, you know, bad relationships to finding themselves. They feel lost. So Reiki really, really honestly helps people evolve and grow. It's such a beautiful, beautiful modality. It's pure love. God source, right? What else? I do black pearl, which is another technique that I do. It's very deep. It's very, you need to like touch with this one. It's a lot of points recircuiting you almost. So it's kind of a really cool technique too. But mostly right now I'm teaching a lot. I'm actually traveling and teaching now. So I'm going to Saskatchewan, which is another province. I've gone to another city. You know, it's really, people are really coming to be taught. And, you know, it's a beautiful tool to have just for yourself every day, you know. And to connect to Mother Earth.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Well, I think you touched on something, Candace, and I think the one thing that I want to say is that all three of you are able to do your work from a distance, which means you don't need the person to be physically present, because energy is not limited by time and space. You can feel and read energy because it's something that takes place at what I call a deeper consciousness level and a deeper plane of energy. And so all three of you can do work over the phone. You can you don't even have to be in touch and contact. It's because you're getting in touch at a much, much deeper subconscious level with the individual.
Reiki's all time, space, dimension. Like you can go past life. You can do some healing in the past life. You can do healing in this life, in the past of this life. In the future, you can send Reiki in the future. Reiki's all time, space, dimension. So,
you know, and it's interesting because, Candace, you do a lot of work with what is called the Akashic Records of the past lives. And my understanding is, see, a lot of conflicts that we have in our lives are energy that we've carried from a past life, because you folks have heard me say is that all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, all of our traumas are basically encoded into our DNA. And this DNA can carry forward from a past life. And I know I'm going to give this little pitch on May 14th here in Sedona. I am sponsoring Gary Renard, who is the author of my most favorite book, Disappearance of the Universe. And Gary teaches, you know, in his three books, is that any conflict that you are having with a person in this current life, somebody who's pressing your buttons, someone who creates, you know, imbalance in you, someone who creates conflict with you, he says you can be almost fairly certain that is a past life conflict that you have come back together and you are being given an opportunity to heal and clear that conflict. So if you've got somebody that's pressing your buttons, you can be fairly certain that that's a past life conflict. And you have come back, your souls have evolved back together again to say, here you are, you're being given an opportunity this time to clear it and to heal it. And if you don't, plan on the fact that you'll have to come back and do it all over again. And it'll come up either later in this life or it's going to come back in the next lifetime. And because life is about hearing and cleaning to where we break that cycle.
Yeah. And I do past life regression through Reiki, because I had a client who was really attracted to this woman, and he didn't know why, and he didn't like it because he was married and he didn't understand it. There was such a strong attraction. So when I took him back in the life, to the life that, and they were married in that time and they never got to say goodbye or finish that. So I helped him heal that. So everything's cool now. So, because it was really freaking him out because he didn't like it at all.
Oh, I know. You know, I had another lady I was working with who does the similar work. And I guess I'm kind of fortunate because, you know, when I do workshops like this, I attract a lot of people who are very, very good at this work, and they offer their services to me, and I'll say, sure, you know. I mean, I can't do everybody. I understand that. But I go in and I listen. I try to listen to the direction of the spirit in my life and say, you know, who am I supposed to? And this one lady, I said, you know, I've had this conflict with this person, and this person is just always in my thoughts, and I can't get rid of it, and I'm tired of it. And she went in and she said, yeah, you're pissed off at her because in a past life she killed you. And I thought, oh, that makes sense. And she says, and it says the experience was so traumatic that actually there's an aspect of your soul that's kind of hanging out there in the ether, and it wants to come back and reattach to you, but you got to clear it up. And she went through that, and it was interesting. And after that session with her, it was like, huh. And after that session with her, that a lot of that area of the conflict became resolved, and I wasn't fighting her in my mind anymore. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff like that that goes on that we don't know, and we're going to begin learning more and more about it. And so, but I thought, you know, and it's funny now, this person, it wasn't just the one time. I have been told that this person and I, we've had 12 past lives together, so that was just one of them. That was the one that she really pissed me off. I've probably been edging at her a little bit too. And so that's probably where some of that came from. And then, yeah, I'm pissed at you because you killed me in a past life. Well, what are you supposed to, what do you think? Damn it, what do you think I'm supposed to feel? And it's funny that we can laugh at it, can't we? We can turn and we can laugh at all this stuff, but you know, but it's we don't understand why there's this drama going on in our lives. It's unsettling. It doesn't feel very good, but you can usually always guarantee that it's because of an encoding event, of a traumatic event or something like that you had in the past that creates that. So, and, you know, Candace, you had said this guy was really attracted to this woman. And he found out, yeah, because he was in love with her in a past life.
Yeah.
You feel this pull that comes at you. So it's really interesting. And so, yeah. Well, ladies, any of the three of you, let's start into just kind of a roundtable discussion. And all of you, but before we go into this, Wanda, I want you to tell the story of you and Al going to Vegas and playing bingo. That is so funny because I know that you and your husband, Al, have really learned how to, when you focus, you can really do a really good job of manifesting what you want. But before you tell that story, what I have come to learn is, you know, we go through stuff where we try to manifest stuff and we want to bring it forward. And it was something in the last month that I read that is really a key. When you want to manifest something, you don't just focus with your head and your mind. Because when we go in and we start focusing, we have a tendency to feel from our head. And what they had said is no. You want to feel it with every single cell in your body because every cell in your body is an energy generator. And when you're focusing on bringing the whole full complete body into it, you're multiplying the energy to bring about what it is that you want. But I know, Wanda, you and Al have become very, very good at that. So, And Wanda, you love to play bingo, and you and Al took a trip to Las Vegas to a bingo conference. So tell us the story. This is hilarious.
Well, we went on a trip to Sedona first.
Yes,
then we
I know.
To Las Vegas, we went to your workshop. But on the way to Las Vegas, what we did, I do a lot of visualization work. And I'm all about a vibration, just like Candace said and Suzanne. So what I would do is I would pull up a memory of when I won $5,000 at Choctaw in Oklahoma and how I was like, oh, yes, yes. And I would pull it up and start getting into that emotion already like I had won. So anyway, we get to Las Vegas. And, of course, I have my little oils that I make. I make prosperity oils. that I do on a new moon, and I do exactly 8 ingredients, and it's all about prosperity. I do my Holy Fire Karuna Reiki on there, empowering it, and doing manifesting on the oils, and then I let it sit on the Karuna symbols, and then I dress power and charge it, and then bottle it up. So I had some of that with me. So the very first day, we didn't win anything, and I told him when we got to the room that night, I was like, I'm just like totally amazed. I said, but tomorrow's going to be our day. So we woke up in the morning, and of course, I put my oils on, and we did us a little circle. We held hands, and we started visualizing. So we get to bingo, and he's always kidding me, but he was set in the monitor, and it was a B number. And there's
now,
like the blue ball
monitor. Tell us how many people. This is Las Vegas bingo. This is huge.
Yeah.
How many people are there?
So it's online, and it's 3 casinos playing at the same time. Not just where we're sitting in the place. It's 3 casinos hooked online, and it's like a $500,000 bingo, and it's 2 days long. The biggest prize is like $100,000. So the prizes are like $5,000, $7,500, and then $10,000, $25,000. But most of the time when you're bingoing, there's so many people playing, they're like splitting the prizes, you know. So we get there, and he is set for a B, and he's set for B14, and just the blue part, because they had some technical difficulties, and so it's just sitting in the monitor, and it's blue, and it's like deadly quiet in there, you know, in our casino. And he starts getting loud. He said, oh, that's my number. I got it, honey. He said, oh, by myself, and he's talking real loud.
And there's hundreds. My understanding is there's hundreds of people there. There's hundreds of people there. And Al is saying, that's my number. Say it out loud to everybody.
He said, I got it. He goes, ooh, I hope I get this by myself. Please don't let me split it. And he's acting like he already won. And boom, it popped up, and his machine went off. He yelled bingo so loud, he like scared the little lady behind him. She like fell out of the chair, yelled it so loud. And that was it. Nobody else from the other casinos or nobody won, right, but him. So he was like, yeah, 7,500. So what does he do? He turns to me and he goes, well, Miss Manifesting Queen, what are you going to do now? And I told him, I said, oh, you don't count me out, buddy. So anyway, so the lady comes, like 2 or 3 games had passed, the lady comes and she's counting out the money, and she's got these hundreds, and she's standing there. And I get set, and the blue ball's in the monitor, and I'm set for B15. And I said, ooh, I said, by myself. I said, ooh, you watch this. I got this. And then, bam, it was B15, and I got it what? By myself. And that lady stopped counting, and she's like, wow, I guess I better stick around.
It was like there's hundreds of people there. And both you and Al, only a few games apart, you both won $7,500 each. Is that right?
Wow. Yeah, a piece. Yeah, that was just, what was it, December. So, yeah, we took the $15,000. He wouldn't even let me play a slot machine. He took it straight to the bank. But that's what you call manifesting. We were
manifesting.
Manifesting.
You know, and then it's funny is that a couple of weeks ago when I was at your place there in the, you know, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I know there was one evening you were just saying, you know, it's been a tough day today. I need to get away and go play some bingo. And you go and you play some bingo on locally, and you come back winning $500.
Yeah. I sure did.
Yeah. So, but what we really see is what you're really showing us is that, and no, it doesn't work every single time. It's not a magic formula, but it does have to do with that understanding and feeling the energy. You feel that with every single cell in your body as though it has already happened. And when we know and understand that we live in a world that there is no time, it's really what we're creating for ourselves. And that's what truly happens within our manifesting. And I am a firm believer, if you aren't attracting into your life the things that you want, it's usually because there are some forms of energetic blocks going on in your life. There's something there that's presented. The energy isn't flowing. And most of you have heard my story. It was about a little over 2 years ago. I mean, most of my life I just struggled. And I made it. I was having two people in my life that I was struggling some stuff with, and I was determined to clear that and to heal that. And when I did that, everything just started flowing in my life. And most of my life has been what I call a flow and an abundance of ease, other than just a couple things that I'm working on. And I love what I do. I love what I do, the workshops. I've been able to – I love to travel, and I'm kind of a guy who lives half the time on the road, but I don't mind it. And I've been three trips to China, and I'm going back again, you know, sometime soon. And so I'm truly getting to experience what I call the life that I've always envisioned and wanted, and it flows for me. And I think I'm an absolute firm believer is because I learned how to clear out the blocks. And that is a very basic fundamental teaching of A Course in Miracles as well, is that the love of God is something that's already inside of us. The abundance is already something that's inside of us. It's not about going out and looking for something outside of us to come and fix it. It's about clearing the blocks that are within. And that's what all three of you do. What you do is that you help us clear the blocks that we don't know how to get in touch with ourselves. So we're kind of in a roundtable discussion. Suzanne and Candace, any comments that you would like to make? Any stories that you have to tell?
I don't know. I usually have no trouble speaking or finding words to say. I just want to say about distance healing. A lot of Reiki practitioners, they do the distance work. I personally, when I'm doing Reiki anyway, prefer to do it hands-on, because I know working with the angelic realm and the other help I get from the other side, for me it works better when I can actually have a gentle touch with the client at the table. And I just find I get a better healing that way. I have done distance healing before, but I've had the same people come in for a treatment, and they prefer it when I'm doing hands-on. Not to say that it's not good to do it that way. I just prefer it, you know, doing it that way. Now, for readings, it's different. I don't have to be anywhere near you, as you very well know, to get information for a person. So I'm quite happy to do that from a distance. But my healing work, I like to be in the person's actual energy and connect with them that way and allow the other side to come through and help heal them, because they know more than I do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But your angelic readings, Suzanne, are absolutely wonderful. And as you said, that's not something that the person has to be physical and present for.
No. And thank you, by the way.
Yeah,
I love doing readings. It's fun.
And I've had multiples of those from you, and they've just been absolutely spot on. You're very, very good at that.
And I don't even get a choice with that. I'm like, cool, okay, Suzanne. One time I wanted to do a reading for you, and I kept getting, no, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. Then wham, sit down and do the reading. And that was, you know, two or three readings ago. But
yeah.
I got to keep my ego out of it. And then you get the reading that you're meant to get.
Yeah. Well, Candace, tell us about some of your experiences.
I've had some cool teaching experiences. The gifts that come out of my students are awesome. People start seeing things, like Suzanne's one instance, and some other people become very in tune, more intuitive, and they're all readers now too. They're all artists. Their art's coming out like crazy. They just really start seeing their purpose, and their passion really comes out. So it's wonderful. I've had a client who had colitis, you know, and his colitis was gone after one treatment. I worked with cancer patients as well. So it's the person also, you know, can use their mind to heal too. So during a session, I asked them to visualize the area, seeing it shrinking, and I asked them to continue doing that work while I'm not with them. So their mind also can help them heal too. So there's a lot of exercises they can do without us. You know, we're just not doing it. They also, I also give them tools to help themselves too. Yeah, I just love, I love Reiki. That's my life. That's my lifestyle. I just a Reiki ball. I call myself. I just love Reiki. I just live and love Reiki. I love people. I call my students my seedlings. So I plant these seedlings and they're trees. They grow way up tall and way down through Mother Earth. They're all connected and they build these beautiful, you know, forests of my Reiki students. And they're my tribe and I just adore them and I mentor them. And
yeah, and I would like to just say something about that too, because you are an amazing Reiki master, Candace. I haven't met Wanda yet, so I don't know how Wanda works. But for me personally, you've gone like way beyond, I believe, what a master would normally do. Like, you are there every time I pick up the phone or message you, without question, you're there. And you're not, you don't rush to give me an answer. A lot of times you'll say you'll sit with that, which drives me insane because I don't get the answer right away. But you know, you really take it seriously, the development of your students. And, you know, speaking for all of your students, I would like to say thank you for the amazing job that you do.
Thank you
for helping me become who I am.
You're welcome. My pleasure. It's an honor. It's very humbling. I find Reiki very humbling. It's very humbling, and it's an awesome service to offer to the world.
It really is a discovery process for us, isn't it? You know, as I'm listening to all three of you, it's something that, you know, it's amazing how all of us, for so many years, we just lived an everyday normal life and didn't really know what was there, but something would come about and open a door for us. And a lot of it is, comes back to learning how to intuitively be in touch with yourself. Those feelings, those emotions, those intuitive sensations, and that inner voice, and to be in touch with that to where you feel you can trust it. And so much of that deals with that. Like, I look back now and I can realize the things that I was hearing, and I've had that ever since I was 5 years old. But for so many years, I ignored it. I didn't want to talk about it. I felt stupid. I felt if I talked about it, people would feel I was crazy. And so I shut it out. For a long time, I shut it out. And then it was about 12, 13 years ago, it started coming back. And stuff was happening. And I thought, oh my gosh, I knew that was going to happen. I kept hearing inside that was going to happen. And then doors began to open. And it was almost like some floodgates began to happen. And I'm still learning a lot myself on how to deal with this. But I just know it just keeps getting stronger and stronger. Well, let's do this. I want to say, folks, for those of you that are listening, if you want to call in, if you have any questions, if you have any discussions, if there's anything you would like to ask these three ladies, the number, the call-in number is 347-850-1424. Again, that number is 347-850-1424. And you press number one on your touch-tone phone, and that lets us know that you would like, you know, to just have some discussion, stuff like that. So, Candace, you touched on something that really kind of I caught, and that's the importance of self-love.
Yes.
And how important that is in our lives, because the self-love issue is when we do that, it just opens up so many doors for us.
Oh, it sure does. Love comes to you, and you love yourself. More love comes, you know?
Yeah. That really does open up a lot of doors, doesn't it? Because so I began to realize that most of my problems were stemmed back from my own lack of self-love. That's where a lot of that stems from. And as the blocks were beginning to be released, I began to become more comfortable with who I am on the inside, on what I call the inner self, the inner soul of myself.
Inner soul, yeah.
And as I started to becoming more and more comfortable with that, things just began to change so much. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And you love being
well,
with yourself. Yeah.
You do. And yeah. I've come to that point. Not only I love what I do, but I love being myself with myself. And you know what? I've come to the point where I love my alone time. I really love my alone time. You come to that point where you love being alone with yourself. Because you've come to love yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we do have a caller here. And Blanca is not with us tonight to pre-screen the calls, so we'll just go right into it. I've got a caller here on the line. You obviously are probably calling through Skype because it was a 111 area code, but you're here on the line with Dave. What can we help you with tonight?
Hi, my name is Edward.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good, I'm on a cell phone instead of Skype. That's okay.
That's okay.
The question that I'm having to try to figure out for myself, and I'm trying to get the inner guidance, and I haven't quite got the answers that I've asked myself for many years. I've been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Oh, boy.
Which happened many years ago. And lately I've been experiencing incontinence, and I've also been experiencing for the last maybe 10 years electrical shocks in the temple, right temple as well as right jaw. And they seem to sometimes go back and forth a little bit. Yeah, and it's very painful when it pulsates. I don't get it all the time, but sometimes. So I'm hoping that I'm able to get in touch with some of the blocks that you very special people can see.
May I help with this one?
Absolutely, because I know that's a special area for you, Suzanne. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, was your name Edwin?
No, Edward. I'm from Toronto. Close.
Oh, Edward. Hi, Edward. Sorry. It's Suzanne here. My husband has MS. And the reason I took Reiki in the first place was because he could, at that time, feel his legs from the knee down for a few months. He was very numb. And, of course, you know, being a guy, he didn't want to tell me that he was suffering with that until it got too bad and he couldn't deal with it. So that's why I contacted Candace. And I mean, I'm only saying this because I've written it in my book, so it is out there already. I wouldn't, you know, bring that up about my husband, but I went for Reiki and learned that technique so I could help my husband. And after the second session of me giving him Reiki, and I was still looking off a piece of paper to try and get the hand positions right, the second day that I did that for him, he said he felt like his feet were going to explode, like they were in a microwave. And when he got up, Edward, he had all the sensation back in his feet and his legs. And he didn't tell me that, though. He let me think about it all night long, and then he woke me up in the morning and told me that his feeling was back in his legs. So if there's anything that I could suggest for you would be to find a Reiki master in Toronto or you know, somebody close to you and go for treatment, because it really does keep the energy flowing. And I understand MS in a huge way. And when I do Reiki for my husband and other people that have MS, it puts you in a more relaxed state. It calms your nervous system down and gets everything flowing properly. And one of the biggest problems with MS is stress. So if you're stressed, it's going to give you flare-ups, okay? Yeah. And when you're not stressed, you probably find you're not having a difficult time with it, right? But as soon as you get stressed, it triggers and you have attacks. So if you go for regular Reiki sessions, it will keep you you're mentally in a state of calm, and it does help with the healing for MS. Now, I wish Robert's probably sleeping on the couch right now, or I'd get him in here to talk to you. But he would be more than willing to talk with you as well and help you with any questions you have about it. If you want to contact me through email or something, we can set up a conversation, because he's helped many people. We went across Canada, and he cycled across Canada to raise awareness for MS in 2007. So we've dealt with a lot of people dealing with MS, so... You know, that would be my suggestion for you, for sure, would be to find a Reiki practitioner.
Great. Do you still have the same email address that you sent out several months ago?
Yes. If you go to SuzanneBertolis.com, that's my website, okay. And there's contact there. Or if you can't track me down, then just ask Dave. He'll give you the information.
Okay. Yeah, and Edwin, I put her contact information is on the newsletter and also on my website for, you know, how you can get in touch with her. And it sounds like you guys aren't that far away from each other because I know, Suzanne, you're in the Toronto. Yeah, you're just 45 minutes out of downtown Toronto. So you guys may
be. Yeah, I'm in Cambridge, so. Yeah.
And I teach in Oakville, too, so.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So,
that'd be
yeah.
closer.
Yeah. Well, that'd
definitely,
be great.
Definitely would help your MS.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Love to get rid of it, yeah.
And I we could also refer, like I could also refer people that I know in Toronto as well. And if you decide to ever take it, yeah, I do go to Oakville to teach, which may be closer to.
Okay. Yeah, Oakville is a little closer than Cambridge.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
How long have you had MS, if you don't mind me asking?
I was diagnosed in 93, but I'm sure I've had it since before then, at least 20 years before that, so it'd be about 73.
Wow. Well, it's never too late to start, for sure.
I had the inflammation of a right optic nerve, where I lost complete sight of that one eye, and it slowly came back. From black and white, and then I had color.
Wow.
Quite an experience.
Well, I understand. Well,
I'm still walking around with a walker.
But you're still walking around.
Yeah. Love to be able to do a lot more.
Yeah. Well, you will. But I mean, I would start with Reiki for sure, but definitely, you know. Candace will find somebody for you down there too. And if you want to speak to Robert, I know he will talk with you without a problem.
Sure, that'll be good. Is there anything that you can get inwardly that what's blocking me or anything of that nature?
I can, right off the top of my head, I can't. Just because there's too much going on noise wise in the background. And I would need,
sure.
I would probably need to sit quietly with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understand. Yeah. That's great. Well, thanks. I want a special thank you to Dave Smith, offering this type of service.
Well, Edwin, before you go, Candace or Wanda, is there anything that you're sensing or hearing?
I would say just intuitively, whoever you pick, I would say your root chakra just feels like really vibrating low, and that is where your physical is, so just lots and lots of energy to that root chakra.
True. That makes a lot of sense. Because that would help with the legs as well.
Yes, absolutely. When you got low vibration in your root chakra, it makes the area below your root really kind of stagnant.
Sure. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
And also your foot chakras. There's chakras on the bottoms of your feet. If you sage and smudge those and try to get out in the grass to connect to Mother, try to clear the bottoms of your feet. There's chakras that's been there as well.
Yeah. I've been told that by a few people, and I realize how important that is.
Yeah. Edwin, do you understand the principle of grounding to actually get your feet into the grass and the dirt because of the energy that comes out of the earth? Yeah. I know.
I know a little bit. I have kind of a grounding sheet that I sleep on, but that's not quite the same thing. It's close, but it's not quite
yeah,
the same thing.
Yeah. You may want to really, if you've got time, get outside and get your feet into the grass and the dirt.
Now
there's
the
an energy
I can do that.
There's an energy that comes out of the earth and that really has the ability to revitalize and bring more energy into your body. Because I think what I'm sensing is what they have said is that there's areas where your body is running at a very low energy, and it's basically being able to really do what it is to bring energy back into your body, and that will create almost like a snowball effect where things will start to come out of that. Because it, once you get the re-energy rebalanced within your body, then other things just begin to open up and flow. And some of that has to do probably with, I don't think it's a coincidence of where I was talking about the importance of self-love with Candace just before you came on the air. It's how you feel about yourself.
Exactly. Yeah,
doing,
I was just going to say that, Dave.
Doing the things that make you feel good about you. And to get out and do those and to not focus on the problems, but focus on what it is that makes you feel good, and then what do you need to do for yourself to get the energy flowing back into yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes a
and
whole lot of
you've sense. Got you've got two ladies there who are very close to you, you know, geography-wise. They're not far away, so I would say, you know, to get in touch with them also. So.
Well, well.
Good. All right. Well, thank you for calling. Anything else?
Well, that's it, but like, I really want to special thanks to you, Dave, for bringing this all together and giving us all the information that we need, helping so many people.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I know, you know, we talk about the money issues, but, you know, all the money doesn't do much if you if your body isn't in good shape, if you, your health isn't good, and if you don't feel good about who you are, because then we're just looking for money to cover up some of the other issues when what we want to do first of all is take care of some of those root issues in our lives. And when you have that, then money becomes something that flows within our lives. So, okay.
That's very good. Thank you very
blessings
much.
To you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you,
thanks,
Edward.
Edward. Thanks, Edward.
Okay,
okay. All right. Great. Have a good evening. All right. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay, folks, we still have more room for callers here on the air, 347-850-1424. Again, that number is 347-850-1424. Well, any of the three of you, share your thoughts.
I just want to say about that the MS thing, like Robert with his MS, he acts like he doesn't have it, and he's never taken medication. He's had it for 25 years, but his way of thinking is it's the power of the mind. Your mind influences how your spirit will heal and how your body will heal, and it's, you know, not focusing on the negative of the MS. It's staying positive even if you're dealing with issues with it. That's very, very important. And if he does talk with Edward, he'll tell him that. Robert doesn't pull any punches when it comes to that kind of thing with MS anyway. But, you know, the power of the spirit is incredible, and we can heal ourselves with our own spirits. That's what we keep hearing. So, and I believe that.
Well, I know that's something that's very close to you. Suzanne, tell us again just briefly the story about what you and Robert did. You, Robert actually bicycled all the way across the country.
Yeah, he did. He's an idiot. He said to me one day, hey, Suzanne, wouldn't it be cool to kind of run across Canada? And I'm one of those people that just knows. I just know when it's going to be done. And I said, yeah. And then within a year, we had it all organized and we set out. There was five of us. We had a team of five people on the road. And he cycled and ran from, we started in Victoria. And he cycled all the way to St. John's, Newfoundland. But we zigzagged across Canada. So we went up and down. He did 9,653 kilometers. We had 45 police escorts, which was fun. I did all this arranging for those things. We did. We went into every major city hall and were met by the dignitaries there. We had barbecue fundraisers. We went into schools to talk to kids and people were handing us money on the road. You know, that was funny. People coming from the opposite direction or driving up alongside you on the highway, handing you a $20 bill as you're trying to pull, you know, a 30-foot trailer in a truck, you know. It was just, It was a lot of fun. But we raised a lot of awareness for it, and that was why we did it, to raise awareness.
Yeah. Those are always valuable things that are part of our journey of learning, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure both of you just learned a lot through that whole process. So.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a learning experience for sure.
Uh-huh. Now, how long ago was that?
That was in 2007.
2007.
And now
How long were you guys on the road?
10 months.
10 months.
We put everything on hold, and we just, 10 months living in our trailer. We loved it. It was fun.
Huh. Yeah, I'm sure that was a great experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, folks, I'm reminding you, I had a caller that was there, and then all of a sudden he dropped off. But the number again is 347-850-1424. Again, the number is 347-850-1424. The lines there are wide open. Any other comments, Wanda or Candace?
Well, this is Wanda. I would just like to say that intentions, I know some of my students like to just let the energy go where it goes. But I do visualization work, and I set my intention on what I want. So what I'm saying with that, when I have my hands in their energy, if they're ill, they're not feeling well, just like my mother came yesterday. And so when I had my hands in her energy, I was imagining her well. And so I do the distant healing symbol, but I go back into time to when I visualize her when she felt better. And so I was just going to put that out there for Edward as well. So
yeah,
visualization, so for him, maybe to visualize. I know it's hard to focus on what's right when you're not feeling good, but I always say talk about what's right. Let's don't talk about what's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good.
All the I am. I am healthy. I am safe. I am, you know, I am. Connect right to God's source, right? I am. I am healthy.
Good.
I am loved. I am loved. I love.
Sometimes I get lots of people call in. Sometimes I don't. I'm not getting anybody else call in here tonight. We don't have to stay on the air for the whole two hours. Is there anything that you guys would like to talk about? Anything that any direction of where you'd like to go? Any of the three of you?
Well, Suzanne and I are doing the Passionate People for Humanity, so we could talk a bit about that. How we're traveling,
sure.
Eh, Suzanne? How our show going?
No, go ahead. Well, go ahead. I was thinking the same thing.
Suzanne and Robert asked me to join them in this awesome adventure of, it's called Passionate People for Humanity. So we speak to people to bring awareness and people who are helping humanity. So the show's really taken off. It's awesome. So we've had, five episodes now, Suzanne, right?
Yeah, five episodes, and then we put next week's on hold because we're going to see Dave, so I wouldn't have time to edit or anything like that.
Hey.
But Dave will be in
episode. We've got a whole lineup.
We've got people waiting, but yeah. It's just baby stages right now, but we know I'm manifesting a camera crew and, you know, everything that we're going to need, somebody else to do the editing and have proper camera. But, yeah, it's fun.
Get the bus. We're going on a big bus.
Oh, yeah, we're getting a bus. For sure. We're going to drive down and see Wanda, pick Wanda up.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And travel the lowest in the States. She could be our tour guide.
I show you all around. You don't want to go to Texas right now. It's flooded.
Yeah, that's horrible. I've been seeing that online. It's hard to believe that stuff actually happens. You see it on the internet and you wonder, is this real or is it not real? You know? But I guess it is.
Yeah.
I'm writing another book too, an anthology on love's healing journey. So I'm looking for writers for that. So if anyone wants to write something about love, I'd greatly appreciate that you'd come into my book, Wanda, maybe Dave. You know, talk about love.
I'm not a writer.
There's all kinds. But I'll help you. I wasn't a writer either, man. That was coming way out of my comfort zone, writing this.
Yeah, I know.
This is my fourth book. So yeah.
Yeah. So, well, let's do this. Each of us, this is probably good. Tell us your websites and how people can get in touch with you. So, Wanda, let's begin with you. What is your Facebook page, your website, and how people can get in touch with you?
Well, my Facebook page is Iron Heart Energy Healing. My website is www.ironheartenergyhealing.com. And you can get a hold of me at ironheartenergyhealing@gmail.com. And on my website, you can, I do distant healings, or you can schedule healing with me online, or I also sell sprays, candles. I have an assortment of stuff, jewelry that I sell. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. And Suzanne, yours?
Well, mine's easy. It's just SuzanneBertolis.com, and it does have my contact, like a link for contact there. So it has my email and an actual phone number you can call me. I just want to actually say this too, that I do help ladies with going through cancer who lose their hair. I've been a stylist for 32 years, and now I'm working with wigs and cancer patients. I know in our region here, there's not a lot of wig shops. So I do, if anybody is in the Waterloo region or, you know, anywhere from Toronto to Windsor, I do have a little private studio that they can come to and feel comfortable coming, actually. And I can help them with that. That's very important. And then Passionate People for Humanity, if you just punch that in, it will, you'll be able to find it on YouTube. I have a YouTube page. It's Suzanne Bertolis, Angel Intuitive. So if you punch that in, you'll find my YouTube page.
Okay. And Candace, yours. Okay.
My Facebook page is Soaring Spirit, and my website is www.soaringspirit.ca, and you can get all my contact information on there, my classes, my events, all, you know, any bio, anything you want to know. And I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on Pinterest too, so it's all Soaring Spirit.
Well, we've had another caller call in, so let's go ahead and go back to another caller. So, okay, I'm bringing you up. Caller, you're on the air here with Dave and the others. What can we help you with here tonight?
Hello. Could you hear me all right?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm calling from Trinidad.
Oh.
Wow.
In the Caribbean. Yeah, I was just wondering whether you could assist, because I found that I've got some healing powers, but I've had no specific training, and I wondered whether you could point me in some directions, because I can put my hand on people, and I pick up a vibration in the palm of my hand when I am over something that's wrong, you know, whether they got a cancer or some inflammation or something, and I get like a throbbing, like I feel like energy's moving from or to my hand, and I've been able to heal people like that, I just wondered whether you could point me in a direction to develop this.
Let's do this. We didn't get your name. What's your name?
Jerry.
Okay. Hi, Jerry. Yeah. Any of you that want to comment on that?
Well, I'll comment. This is Wanda. Jerry, I tell my students that haven't ever taken any kind of classes or anything, just to set your intention. I started out by putting my hand on somebody's back or their shoulder when they were ill, they didn't feel well. And I would just imagine my energy that when I felt well, it would be releasing into the other person. and just do that. Plants, animals, pet some animals. Just start messing around with your energy. You already know you're special. You already know you've got a gift. So I would just release it in a lovingly manner. But feel yourself and set the intention. Set the intention of releasing your well energy on the people that aren't well.
Right.
That's where I would start. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like a muscle. It's like going to the gym. You don't think it's working when you very first start working out, but it'll build up. You'll
right.
see some results. Okay. So that's where I would start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and things like divining I could do using a pendulum or with whale bones, finding water. Yeah, lost items. Once I remember trying to find the source of a leak in a house. There was water leaking somewhere. We didn't know where, and I used the whale bones and divined and found two spots. And when we dug up, we found that the central heating in this was where I lived in London. The central heating pipes were leaking in those two spots. So, again, is it all related, that sort of ability with the healing? And
absolutely. That's using your intuition. That's
right.
Trusting your inner voice. That's exactly where you start.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And, I'm an avid listener to Dave's program here in Trinidad, and I'd love to get over to Sedona in May if I could.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, I think you guys, you really touched on something there, and that key is learning how to trust that inner voice that is within you. And it's learning how to go within to know that it is there and it's something that we can trust. And sometimes it's a trial and error process. You make mistakes along the way and learning its guidance, but learning how to know when it's in a peaceful state and a peaceful condition and that it's not coming from what you call the ego mind, but it's coming from something that's much deeper within. So, yeah. Well, we don't have any other comments. Ladies, is there anything else that you would like to say? I think we're probably ready to wrap up the program tonight.
Thank you very much, and it was a pleasure meeting you, Wanda. And thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. I'll go through each one of you again, and you can kind of just make up some wrap-up comments. So, Wanda, let's turn to you.
Just remember, folks, heal from your heart. Your heart is the strongest organ, the strongest center, the strongest chakra you have. So from your heart, Google it, look online, meditations, anything that you can to enhance that. And love
Good.
Is the highest vibration.
Thank you. Suzanne.
Yeah. I would just like to say for anybody that is interested in doing healing work to just ask the universe to direct you to the right master, and your master will appear when you're ready to be taught. Even if you learn Reiki or energy work for self-healing, that's a great place to start because we have to heal ourselves first before we can help heal somebody else. And I would just like to say thank you, Dave, for having us on also. And Wanda, it's been nice to meet you. And Candace, you're obviously always in my life. So it's great that we could do this show together. Three holy fire Reiki masters. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know. A lot of powerful energy around here tonight. So
yeah,
Candace, any wrap-up comments?
Just love yourself. Fall in love with yourself again. Get out in nature. Put your bare feet in that dirt, man, and just fall in love with yourself again and just follow and trust yourself. Keep the noise out around you and just follow your inside and follow the love of what you want to do, your passion.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Wonderful, wonderful program tonight. Want to thank all of you for being here. And folks, want to thank all of you for joining us on the program tonight. And we will see you next week on the Sedona Connection. Good night.